smaller than a field bean.
Mm-mm. No.
What different kinds of fences do people used to have?
I don't know, but one, that was a wire fence.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of wooden fence that they might have around their house?
Mm-mm. They had wooden fences around the house. They had pickets around the house.
What were the pickets like?
No, just pickets all I know.
Were they nailed together?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see a kind of an old-fashioned fence that would go in and out like?
Mm-mm.
You never saw that?
Mm-mm.
What kinds of wire fences would people have nowadays?
They don't have none. Like that old there around my ears. That's the kind of fence they have now.
What about one that has twisted wire that you see out in the country? It's twisted wire, and you try to crawl over it, and you could snag your foot.
You don't see that now, because they don't have it. All the farms now is open fields. No wire fences and no nothings.
They don't have anything?
Mm-mm.
How do they keep animals in?
No, they all in the pastures. That's what I'm telling you now.
Uh-huh.
They got pastures for them.
What's the pastures fenced in with?
Wire.
What kinds of wire?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of the bark?
That's barbed wire.
Uh-huh. Is that the kind of wire you mean?
No, they don't hardly have that kind, I don't think. I don't know. Probably just be passing by and see the cows over in the field. I don't know what kind of fence they got.
If you wanted to set up a fence, you'd have to dig holes to put the...
posters?
Uh-huh. And then you'd take the wire and nail it to each...
post.
What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I haven't seen that.
And something that you could fry eggs in, you call a...
Some of them call them fried, some of them call them skillets.
What do you call them?
Fry.
Do you ever see something like that that had little legs on it you could cook in the fireplace with?
Mm-hmm. Sure have, a long time ago. I don't see them now. I did manage to see one out there at the A&P, and I said I was going to buy it, and never did.
What was it called?
A skillet.
A skillet has legs on
uh-huh.
it?
Uh-huh.
Was it very deep?
About that deep.
About four, so two?
About
inches.
That deep.
Yeah, as long as your finger.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that people would heat water to make hot tea in? Had a spout, you know?
A kettle.
Huh?
A tea kettle.
Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
Mm-mm. You call them wash pots.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you could put them in a...
Hmm?
If you cut some flowers and you wanted to keep them in the house, what would you put them in?
A jar or anything.
What's something fancy that you could buy to put them in?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Did you ever hear a vase or a vase?
A vase, yeah, because I got a vase in my bedroom.
Say if you were setting the table next to each plate for the people to eat with, you'd give everybody a...
fork and a knife and a spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
No.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
Huh?
If the dishes were dirty, you'd say, you have to go. Do what?
Wash them.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she...
scald them.
Or she...
scald them.
Okay. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you wash dishes by hand, too?